Hare Krishna Maha.
Very difficult with your voices over there. Hear yourself talking over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
so today is, of course, the, you know, Dauji Purnima, right? Balaram Purnima. And yes, incarnation. So Prabhupada would like very much for us to sing this Das Avatar Stotra on this day by Jayadeva Goswami from his Gita Govinda. And if you met, there's one verse, verse number 8, it's about Lord Balaram. So if you just memorize this verse today, and on Varaha Dwadasi, if you memorize Lord Varaha's verse, and Vamana Dwadasi, if you memorize Vamana's verse, within 1 year you'll know most of the song like that. So the last line is Keshava Dripta, O Keshava, who appeared as Meena Sharira. What form is that?
Matsyoka.
Yeah, Matsyoka, fish. Each one has its, what's it called? Adinaya? It's the fish. Keshava Dripta Korma Sharira.
Purpose.
Like that. Got it.
Baba Gita.
Keshava Dripta Sukara Rupa.
Varaha, born.
Keshava Dripta Narahari Rupa.
Half
man, half lion. Keshava Dripta Vamana Rupa.
Vamana.
Yeah. Oh, only 3 pages of land. Keshava Dripta Bhrigupati Rupa. Yeah. Keshava Dripta Rama Sarira.
Ramchandra.
Yeah. Keshava Dripta Haladara Rupa.
Haladara.
Or what is Halada?
Plow.
Plow. Yeah, he's carrying the plow. Prabhupada also says Keshava Dripta Baladeva Rupa. Nindasi Agner Vidaraha Shuti Jatam Sadaya Ridaya Darshita Pasukatam Keshava Dripta
Buddha Shandarshan
Buddha Sadhana Buddha Sadhana Keshava Dripta Kalki Sarira. Yeah, riding in his horse. Do you sing this? Chant?
Yes.
I don't know. No? You know? Okay, we'll chant this. And everybody can follow along with the last line. Pralaya payo nijale gritti vanasi vedam vihi prabahi prachari pramakedam havaya payo nijale gritti vanasi vedam vihi prabahi prachari pramakedam keshava gritta
Shahare.
very interesting because this festival occurs right before Krishna's birthday. It's Balaram's birthday. And also, we could go on for a whole week. I challenge you, next year, organize a whole week-long festival, right? There's so many pastimes in the 10th canto, no? About Balaram and his activities with Krishna. One story, I'm sure where it's from, but it's interesting. After the whole incarnation was finished, Krishna and Balaram were arguing who had killed more demons. No? And they couldn't come to a decision, so they went to Brahma. Said, okay, you make a decision. But Brahma was very disturbed because he had to, like, make his decision. He was afraid, you know, if I support Krishna, Balaram will become angry with me. If I support Balaram, then Krishna will become angry with me. So he thought about it, and finally he said, well, actually, Balaram, Krishna killed more demons than you did. But the ones you killed were more powerful. This is why he's Lord Brahma. Yeah. It all figures out. So, and of course, the very nice class this morning. So, general, you know, philosophical way of view is that Krishna is the supreme personality of divinity. Yeah. It's the word Godhead. And in English, this means the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's the Godhead in English like that. So for us, it's Krishna, Balaram, and Paramatma. The same way like that. You know? Because Krishna always has to write, he has to hold down the fort. He has to be correct. He has to establish everything very correctly. This is the standard. You know? So then people can know, okay, this is right, that's wrong. But boy, it's so difficult to do what's right. In fact, wow, never be able to do that. Okay, then he expands himself as Nityananda or Balaram, you know, Duryodhana, right? Balaram became guru for Duryodhana. One of his names is Duryodhana Guru. Okay. So then he's the Logos in Latin. He's expansion, Prakash. And through him, he deals with this world. Paramatma is also an incarnation of Balaram, like that. Yeah. So this way, we appreciate he's the original guru. Yeah. By the mercy of Balaram, we can approach Krishna. By the mercy of Jesus, we can approach, you know, Jehovah, and that, so on. So a general principle. And a lot of discussion, again, we can discuss this for 4 or 5 days, just about Balaram and Guru Tattva. Yeah. So we're playing the Prabhupada, you know, to give us strength. One explanation is that from Krishna we get the understanding of what we're supposed to do, but then how to do that, well, then we have to create a guru to be able to apply it like that. So how do we become happy? Rama? By Bhava. Without physical strength, spiritual strength, strength of character. So we should always claim Hare Rama, Hare Rama. The devotees were asking Prabhupada in the Maha Mantra, does Rama mean the husband of Sita, or does it mean the brother of Krishna? And Prabhupada said, well, you can mean whatever you want to mean. So there are three famous Ramas in Vedic culture. Balaram, Sitaram, Parashuram. So we're chanting, some people meditating on different things like that. Hare can also mean O Hari. So it could be O Hari, O Krishna, O Rama. But also praying to Balaram as his original guru, and the Prabhupada to get the strength, wow, you know, to control ourselves. Very difficult. Control the mind. And other than that, of course, there's so many pastimes. When we were growing up, Balaram's rasa, his bhakti, there's Sakya Ras, Dasya Ras, Madhuri Ras. So what is Balaram's relationship to Krishna? Madhuri Ras?
Sakya.
Huh?
Sakya.
They're friendly, friends. But because he's his older brother, and then his son, Vatsalya Ras, he has to protect Krishna from dangerous things like demons and gopis. So you see that. Sometimes, you know, between Radha and Krishna, they meet, and they're having such a passionate attraction for each other. And do you like strawberry ice cream? Why do I love strawberry ice cream? You know, so Balaram looking at this and think, well, it's nice, but it's going a little fast. You know, Krishna, I think it's time we took the catalyst home. Radha is asking Balaram, oh, can't Krishna stay a little longer? So between, you know, Shakti Tattva and Guru Tattva, even in Goloka, there's also a reaction like that. The Vrishabhasis wanted to enter the waters and save Krishna from Kaliya. They're all thinking, but they're going to die. So Balaram, he maintains, he sacrifices his ecstasy to always remember how Krishna, how strong Krishna is. So he knew how strong Krishna was. He's not a little boy. He's God. And you're going to die if you go in the water. So he stopped all the Vrishabhasis. So even in Goloka, there's Guru Tattva. That's very important. So, you know, of course, Balaram was there. They were going out and fighting so many demons. Who were some of the demons that Balaram killed? Kalambasura. He smashed him on the head, broke his head like that. Who else?
Dhenukasura.
Jackass demon. He sort of kicking Balaram in the chest, and Balaram didn't even like, you know, kind of just took it as an insult. He wasn't really bothered by it. And he spun him around and had himself in his. Lost his horse. Kalambasura, Dhenukasura.
Rishtika.
Yeah, later on. But before they left Mathura, are they still children? Before they left Mathura, any more demons? Balaram killed. That's after they left. I think I know those two. You know about them. And then, so then they left and went to Vrindavan, to Mathura. Did Krishna and Balaram go to Mathura? Did Krishna and Balaram go to Mathura?
Yes or no?
Did yes or no? why didn't they go?
They never leave Vrindavan.
Yeah, Vrindavan. Krishna never takes one step outside of Vrindavan. You always want to be with Krishna? Stay in Vrindavan. Well, who went to Dwarka? The Vasudeva and Shantushan portions. It's like, you know, some man when he's in the morning, he gets up and he and his wife are getting ready for the day and in the bedroom together. And they're talking about the family and things in a very, you know, confidential fashion. And the problems that their children are having and stuff. And they go out and sit down at breakfast and their father and mother are there and uncle and the whole families are taking breakfast. And now they still talk to each other. But then the person he's in, maybe he's a traffic officer. So he gets his uniform on, he goes out driving around with another police officer. You see one girl driving very recklessly. You know, so they pull her over and give her a ticket. He calls her a miss. And she calls him officer at that. When he gets back in the car, and the other police officer says, "You know that girl, don't you?" He says, "Yes, I know her. It's my daughter." So she knows that when they get home tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about my driving a little bit more. Yeah. So yeah, as an officer, she calls him officer, he calls her miss. So that's Balaram, Sankarshan, Vasudeva. It's Krishna, but it's Krishna only manifesting, you know, certain of his opulences and stuff like that. The Dwarkavasis and Mathuravasis in general don't or can't reciprocate, you know, Sakyavas, Vatsalyavas, Madhuryavas. They can't take God as their child. They can't take God as their friend. You have to always keep some respect like that. Yeah. And so then he goes, and they have different activities. Actually, all throughout archaeological history, from what I read, there's discussion of the cult of Vasudeva and Shankarshan, which is identified with Krishna and Balaram, the Vasudeva Shankarshan cult. So somehow or other, Krishna and Balaram have been worshipped in many places. One Tibetan guy came to our temple in Berkeley many times, Dr. Anjari. That title comes from Acharya. Acharya Anjari. So when it goes east, it becomes Anjari. And he had a very, you know, very elevated guy. And he was talking about, "Oh, you have Vasudeva Shankarshan here," and like that. And it's some name for Subhadra. And she said, "Oh yeah, she's been worshipped many times throughout history by people who want to become free from government harassment." So she's the worship of, you know, that deity. So all over the world, even in Aztec in Mexico, apparently they were also worshiping Krishna and Mama. Okay. So very important form of Krishna, how to understand Krishna. And so then, of course, you know, so many pastimes, and they came to Mathura, and they, Krishna killed the elephant, Kumbhavayapa, Kulavayapida, they fought with the wrestlers, Yustika, Chandra, Toshan, that killed them all. And then Krishna killed?
Kansa.
But then Kansa had many brothers, so who killed them? Balaram killed them. Why did he kill them? Why did he kill them? Why did he kill them rather than Krishna? Because if Krishna had already done enough fratricide. By killing Kamsa, he had to kill his own uncle. And, but the prediction was that only he could do it. So otherwise, he may have done Balaram do it. He had to kill him. But after that, you know, then because Balaram wasn't directly related to these people, so he killed them all like that. And so many pastimes then, in Mathura, in Dwarka. They were fighting with so many demons and Manasura. Who else? I don't know. So many people like that. They were chasing after Satyadanda or the Shantaka Jewel. And so many activities. And all these things are to enliven our intelligence. You can see all these activities. All this is just like this. It's, yeah, these are just lessons. And then we begin to enter into the pastimes more and more intensely. You know, give up our abandon our material body. But, so many stories, it's impossible to discuss them all. There's one nice one here. This is the first book I got. I was at the University of California, Davis. And I think it was Rudy Mont that was selling these books, you know. And he wanted actually the same price. It's a good price. It's $10 then, too. You know? And so he was trying to sell me this book, you know. And I was listening. And I was practicing yoga, so it's kind of... I kind of blanked my mind, and to be in yogic trance while he was preaching to me. And then my wife was next to me, glowering at me, you know. You're going to waste more of our money on these useless books on yoga. So I had this, like, Maya was there, Krishna was here. Well, I could build it. I had this choice, you know, to make my family life peaceful by not doing what I thought was right. So finally I decided, no, I have to do what's right. So I bought the book, you know. And so on. Then you open the book and it starts. The first story is the story of the Shantaka Jewel, which I know almost by heart. So, okay. And it says, this took place after the birth of Pradyumna, which occurred in the previous story. You know? So I'm looking, like, what is this previous story? It's like, there's no previous story. What is this? You know? Finally, I noticed in the back it says, Volume 2. Oh, this guy sold me Volume 2 of the book, you know? So, but I was so animated by this book. Oh, wow, incredible. And also, too, the type is bigger. And the type set. This is 13.2 type. Anything beyond 11 points, you start to see every single word separately. Like that. So I was, you know, before I ever met devotees, I was reading it, and I was just going over each word and going back, and it was just like, you know, making each sentence into like a little deity icon. So Prabhupada originally published it like this size. There's a big difference reading it in this size and it's a small size like that. And they're available for only $10. That's cool. And this is Dwarkadish, I mean, no. It's Nathji, it's not Nathji. This is Dwarkadish. Okay. So, all these wonderful pastimes in Balaram, and these pictures are unbelievable. The one story here, there it is, page 78. Lord Balaram visits Vrindavan. Lord Balaram became very anxious to see his father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda. Therefore, he started for Vrindavan on a chariot with great enthusiasm. The inhabitants of Vrindavan had been anxious to see Krishna and Balaram for a long time. When Lord Balaram returned to Vrindavan, all the cowherd boys and the gopis had grown up. But still, on his arrival, they all embraced him. And Balaram embraced them in reciprocation. After this, he came before Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda and offered his respectful obeisances unto them. In response, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj offered their blessings unto him. They addressed him as Jagadishvara, or Lord of the Universe, who maintains everyone. The reason for this was that both Krishna and Balaram maintain all living entities, and yet Nanda and Yashoda were put into such difficulties on account of their absence. Feeling like this, they embraced Balaram, and sitting him on their laps, they began their perpetual crying, wetting Balaram with their tears. So Balaram, he's a master of the universe, but they're holding him on their lap and crying. Lord Balaram then offered respectful obeisances to the elderly cavern men and accepted the obeisances of the younger cavern men. Thus, according to their different ages and relationships, Lord Balaram exchanged feelings of friendship with them. He shook hands with those who were his equals in age and friendship, and with loud laughing embraced one another. When the gopis arrived, Lord Balaram glanced over them with loving eyes. Being overjoyed, the gopis who had so long been mortified on account of Krishna and Balaram's absence began to ask about the welfare of the two brothers. They specifically asked Balaram whether Krishna was enjoying his life surrounded by the enlightened women of Gorakhapuri. Does he sometimes remember his father and mother, Nanda, other friends? Does Krishna have any plans to come to see his mother Yashoda? Does he remember us gopis who are now pitiably bereft of his company? Krishna might have forgotten us in the midst of the cultured ladies in Dwarka, but as far as we are concerned, we are still remembering him by collecting flowers and sewing them into garlands. When he does not come, however, we simply pass our time crying. So sometimes some of the gopis are saying, it's little girls, you know. Because the thing is that people's age in Vrindavan is flexible. You can become whatever age is necessary. So they've grown up now, but then when Balaram comes, they all, you know, change their age back to suitable for that time. So some of the gopis are saying, I'm not going to make any more flower garlands. Krishna's never coming back. Another gopis are saying, but what if he does come back today? And there's no flower garland. What will he think? Okay. So it goes on like this. So the Krishna wasn't, you know, what's the word, like, you know, neglecting the Vrijbasis, because Krishna has many forms by which we can associate with him. We can associate with him with the holy names, right? That's a form. The word Krishna is different than the word Krupa or something. The word God, the word Allah is different than the word Lala. Right? These are forms made of sound. So you cannot worship a form of God. But whether it's a form made of marble, it's a form made of sound, it's still a material form. It's a big problem for the Muslims. So here, yeah, this is a form of Krishna, Radha Lamada, to worship, the form of sound. But a more intimate form of Krishna is his Lila Smarana Swarup. When we're remembering Krishna's pastimes, Lila Smarana, that's a form of Krishna. So that's a more intense form of association with that. It doesn't mean it's the only one. It's just like maybe you like sabji. It doesn't mean you don't like puris and sweets and, you know, raita. No. But so different people have different relationships with Krishna. And all these forms, all these activities are necessary. Otherwise, your ista devata, your principal form, is not tasty. So when Krishna left, he didn't leave Vrindavan. He just became non-manifest in his gross form and became manifest in his Lila Smarana Swarup. So all the gopis and everybody else were associating him through that intense, you know, mental recollection. It's alive. This is alive in any form like that. So Krishna was helping everybody to achieve this higher level of consciousness, this more intense level of consciousness by adjusting the circumstances. Balaram could, of course, understand the ecstatic feelings of the gopis, and therefore he wanted to pacify them. He was very expert in presenting an appeal, and thus treating the gopis very respectfully, he began to narrate the stories of Krishna so tactfully that the gopis became satisfied. In order to keep the gopis in Vrindavan satisfied, Lord Balaram stayed there continually for 2 months, maybe the months of March, April, Chaitra, and Vaishakha, April, May. For those 2 months, he kept himself among the gopis, and he passed every night with them in the forest of Vrindavan in order to satisfy the desire for conjugal love. Thus Balaram also enjoyed the Rasa-lila with the gopis during those 2 months. Since the season was springtime, the breeze of the Jamuna was blowing very mild and carrying the aroma of different flowers, especially the flower known as Kamudi. Moonlight filled the sky and spread everywhere, and thus the banks of the Jamuna appeared to be very bright and pleasing. Lord Balaram enjoyed the company of the gopis there. This is a very subtle point, very subtle point. I was reading, there's a translation of the Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur and the Bhakti Siddhanta's commentary. Okay. So he explains that Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead servitor. Right? Lord Nityananda is going everywhere in Navadu saying, I am a servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I am a servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I am a servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And he's enjoying that. Right? Actually, it's more enjoyable to be a servant of Krishna than it is to be Krishna. So Krishna himself, Krishna Madhuri Eka Adhuta Svabhava Bhava Aparaya Svabhite Krishna Karabhati Bhava. It's okay. You can acknowledge me. Yeah. Conjugal love of Krishna is so nice that Krishna himself incarnates divine joy at worship time. Okay. So Balaram is enjoying this position. You know? So he never takes the position of in the Rasa-lila of the supreme male, the Adi Purusha, Adi Mahārāja. He takes the position of a teacher. Right? Like some lady, some girls, they say, let's go to a dance school and learn how to dance the rumba or the cha-cha or the foxtrot or some of the waltz, you know. Then you can have a lot of fun with her husband, you can go to parties and you can dance together like that. Okay. So they find some dance school, they go there, there's some man, you know, Jose Enrico. And he's a dance teacher, you know. And all day long he's dancing with other men's wives. But he never has any problem with it because he's enjoying, you know, how they're going to be able to dance with their husbands and go to parties and stuff like that. So he's enjoying this conjugal relationship, but, you see, through the Adi Purusha. Okay. So the same way Guru, he enjoys the service, the association of the disciple, but not as a supreme enjoyer. He's enjoying it. I'm showing him what it's like to serve Krishna. I think Prabhupada wants a big, you know, lunch with 25 preparations and silver plates and people ringing bells. No. But he says, okay, I have to do this because how are they ever going to learn how to serve Krishna unless I make these standards and stuff like that. You know? So he adjusts that. Okay, this is not up to Krishna's standard, but they're trying their best, so I won't say anything about this. But now I have to say something because they're ready to learn this lesson. Okay. So Balaram is dancing with the gopis, but he's dancing with them, giving them his education on what it's like to dance with Krishna, to be in this Mahārāja Māsa. The demigod known as Varuni sent his daughter Varuni in the form of liquid honey oozing from the hollows of the trees. Because of this honey, the whole forest became aromatic, and the sweet aroma of the liquid honey. Varuni captivated Lord Balaram. Balaramji and the gopis became very much attracted with the taste of Varuni, and all of them drank it together. While drinking this natural beverage, Varuni, all the gopis chanted the glories of Lord Balaram. Wow! And Lord Balaram felt very happy, as if he had become intoxicated by drinking the Varuni beverage. His old eyes rolled in a pleasing attitude. He was decorated with a long garland of forest flowers. The whole situation appeared to be a great function of happiness. Because of this transcendental bliss, Lord Balaram smiled very beautifully, and the drops of perspiration decorating his face appeared like soothing morning dew. So in the Nectar of Devotion, there's also discussion about this. And it says that when Lord Balaram was intoxicated, he was, what was he doing? He said he was, there appeared to be 2 or 3 moons like that. So he was criticizing the moon for its unsteadiness. And he started like challenging the king of the ants to come out of his hole and fight with him. So why are you hiding there? Why not? Fight like a man. And then what else? Okay, then he started like, clearly that the demigods were all laughing at him. And he says, oh Indra, you plaything of Sachi. I'm not intoxicated, I can control myself. So Baba says, may Lord Balaram, in that intoxicated condition, see some good qualities in us. He's okay, God. I know, he's okay, God. Yeah. So then, of course, there's a story that he wanted to go and bathe in the Jamuna with the gopis and cooling waters and everything else. But Jamuna's thinking, God, this guy's a drunken, ridiculous guy. But she wouldn't come. See, he didn't threaten her with his plow to break her into thousands of branches, and she became terrified and came there, oh, forgive me, sir, I'm just an intelligent woman. She offered very nice prayers in my past, you know. And then we were very pleased with her. And this, they had a beautiful day bath and so many things. And of course, this goes on many nights like that, so simultaneously, one more pastime, and there was one of the associates of Lord Ram. He and his brother, Vidvida and Mainda. Vidvida and Mainda, they were brothers. And they fought very ferociously to help Ram and rescue Sita. But then by bad association, I think, to understand this with Banasura, some of Banasura, Banasura. He fell under the association of Banasura, and he started getting into really bad character, bad qualities. He was killed. Somebody was killed. And that made him angry. He was shouting or something. So he became angry at the Yadu dynasty because Krishna had killed one of his friends. Well, Bulbasaur. Yeah. So he started attacking all the Yadu dynasty, causing all kinds of problems, and killing people and raping women and setting fires. Oh, good. It's a horrible thing. You know? And he kept hearing this beautiful sound from the right of the mountains. So funny, he went there and he saw, like, the scene of Balaram, the gopis, and so beautiful stuff, you know, watching all this and jumping from tree to tree, watching that. Then he started doing things, like he stole the pot of Varuni, like that, you know, stole the pot of Varuni. Then Balaram threw a rock at him, he jumped out of the way. Then he began to, in English you say, flash the gopis. So sort of showing the lower part of his body in front of the gopis like that, you know, and stuff, you know. And, this really rude guy. So then Prabhupada said that the gopis were just kind of covering their faces and laughing like that. It's ridiculous. So on. But then Balaram became, Balaram, who is this guy? What are you doing? He was very angry with him. But then he heard the rest of the things that he had done. Then he threw a little rock at him, and he tried to tear his clothes off. He did try to tear Balaram's clothes off. So this whole fight started then. They're fighting and fighting and fighting. And he was throwing rocks at Balaram left and right, and Balaram was smashing into pieces with his club like that. And Vidyanamara says, this is the origin of baseball. So it went on like that, and finally there's no more rocks, he started picking up trees into the whole forest with the water thin. And finally he started beating on him with his fist, and Balaram was smashing on him. And finally he smashed his collarbone, and blood started coming out of his mouth, and he was vomiting. And before he cut his head, and it looked like a red manganese coming out of the mountain like that, you know, even more beautiful. And he fell down dead. Die. No, then the guys put flowers for Balaram, and he bathed and put on new garments. Very, very beautiful. What color is Balaram?
Blue.
It's a beautiful blue color, and it's white. And nobody could have done this with Balaram, so this is a bit of demon like that. And he was a devotee. Yeah, but he could appreciate God, but he couldn't appreciate Guru. Many people on that level, they can appreciate God, but God cannot come, so God takes the form of Jesus Christ. You can distinguish that Jesus is Guru and God is the Father. They think it's the same person. So as we go on developing like that, I can appreciate it. But you can go on talking forever. But now I understand. I've been going talking forever, and now I'm finished with this. So many pastimes, about Krishna and Balaram, like that. And of course, this Krishna book, if you haven't got this Krishna book, this is, fantastic, book. Papa says one book is enough to go back to that. So today is Balaram Purnima, and a very special, very good day to pray to Lord Balaram, to see a few good qualities in us. Are you going to offer the brewery to him? It's already offered?
Yeah, we offered.
Okay, now's a good time. Okay, here, sir. Please recommend me to Krishna, and I can make a little advancement in his service. Dauji Kabaya.
Krishna Kabaya.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Short announcements. Krishna Janmashtami is next, not tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, the 24th. So the program starts at 5 p.m. There's various levels of sponsorship. You could sponsor the Aarathis at $1,000, $3,000, $5,000. And tomorrow we are having the phone call marathon. We're going to call our congregation. Invite them for Janmashtami. There's a new set of names. And so please come and help us. We're going to meet at Goranga Hall at 9:30 in the morning. And there are also another list of names. There are some devotees who are supposed to call. There were 40 devotees who are supposed to call. About 40 names in your list. Hope you all did that. Wow. If y'all haven't done that, y'all are in trouble.
Oh,
y'all have to pay a fine to Lord Balaram tonight. So he'll be very upset that y'all didn't call and invite people to his brother's birthday in a week from now. So I know many of y'all did, but if y'all haven't done it, y'all can call still tomorrow morning when people are sleeping. You can wake them up before we meet tomorrow. So, without wasting much time, please invite your friends and families for next week Janmashtami festival. At least, you all should invite one family for the festival.
5 o'clock.
Yes, Mataji. The wrong number, you got to tell us. The number is wrong. At least we know that you have called. Don't make sure you don't put every number as wrong number. Then we know something is wrong. All right, we'll have Aarti now. After this, we got all the kids are going to meet outside, 14 years old and below. But everybody can witness that. We're going to break the pot of honey.
Thank you.